And so was Tiger Woods. And we've got a number for Tiger, so let's call him. This is his, I think he's still there, whatever house he rents. And I think he's going to feel pretty good about the way he played. He should.
Yeah, he probably should.
Hello?
Yes, Tiger Woods, please.
Speaking.
Tiger, hey, it's the Musers from The Ticket.
Oh. Hi, Musers.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Did you guys see that some Masters happened this weekend?
Yes. Yes, we watched it, and we thought you played really well.
Everybody thought I wasn't going to make the cut, but guess what? I did make the cut.
Yep.
And there's nothing Phil can do about it.
Does this mean you're back?
It was so funny, I laughed because Phil came in second. He always comes in second, doesn't he? He's so unsuccessful.
I don't know about that.
He's about 10 shots more successful than you were this weekend.
He'll never amount to anything more than the owner of that boat dealership by Lake Louisville.
What's that?
Phil Dill Boats. Did you see how Phil the Dill got a little buff to try to compete with me for Waffle House waitresses?
Yeah, I noticed he may have been lifting some weights lately.
Yeah, it's not going to work, Phil. I've claimed all the best Waffle House waitresses.
Well, it looks like your game's coming back, Tiger.
It is. It's looking pretty good, isn't it, their job?
Looking a lot better.
And you know what? I'm kind of mad and upset.
Yeah?
Because all I heard this weekend was Jordan this and Jordan that. Hey, I was there too, so-called media, and I've got 13 more majors and, oh, about $1 billion more dollars.
Well, you have to be impressed, though. And like you, I mean, he was 21 and he won the Masters. So that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, but I thought the media was supposed to be unbiased, and I really enjoyed it when they were unbiased towards my favor.
Well, start winning again, and they'll go crazy over you.
Well, I don't like this Jordan Spieth, and who cares if he's a nice guy and doesn't run into career-destroying fire hydrants? He still sucks.
Sucks?
Yeah.
I don't know. He looked pretty good. Tied your record.
Hey, Musers,
mm-hmm.
Can you believe what the Masters did to me on Saturday?
Oh, who they put you with?
Yeah, they made me play with Sergio Garcia, mm-hmm. My Mexican nemesis.
He's from Spain.
I hate Sergio so much. I hope he falls into a vat of sewage and dies with lots of death.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you do hate him.
Don't wish that on anybody.
Did you see what happened to me when I tried to hit the ball out of the pine straw?
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that. It looked like you hurt your wrist.
Yeah, I had a bone pop out, and I had to pop it back in.
Uh-huh.
When you think about it, that's exactly why Elon left me.
Yeah, sure enough.
My doctor says I may need a bone transplant.
Huh. What?
Which is kind of difficult because I'm not really on speaking terms with any of my family because I'm so rich and they're so not.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you one family member that I'm not going to call for my bone transplant.
Who's that?
My half-brother, Kevin. The full-blown, wheelchaired-up African-American that's so MS'd out that I don't think he's called anymore because all he wants is money for medicine to make him not so diseased and spare, but I don't care because he never won a Masters and he isn't a hot female with front chest boobies and a tomahawk chop inside her butt panties, and I don't give a damn, so I'm not going to do anything about it, even if we do tear a parent, and that parent is my dad.
Oh.
Earl. Oh. The big, bulbous, black, blubbery bitch slapper who got so horny that while he was married to Kevin's MS mommy that he had to travel to Vietnam to get a Chinese-American from Japan named Katilda so he could lay on top of her in Caterpillar long enough to overcome his whiskey D so that he could fire some reproductive hand sanitizer into a deferential woman cave until he could grow some roots and implant itself in the uterine wall and leak nutrients from her Nepalese body until it could turn into a potato-shaped piece of solid diarrhea that 9 months later would force her to squat down in her nest on top of Butler's cabin and shoot a 14-time major winner out of her vent into the world so that he could fulfill his just need to ignore Kevin's calls.
Yeah.
He says hi.
Okay. That's breaking news that Tiger was born in a nest on top of Butler Cabin.
Bye, Mueller.
Oh, bye. See ya.
Wayne, that's, I think that's the first time he's ever publicly spoken about his half-brother, Kevin.